This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
What's your family Christmas tradition or just your Christmas tradition? For me, I go to my friend Tamara's house every single year and we watch Christmas movies together.
Oh, really?
Every year,
like,
yeah.
What's your favourite? Are you like a Home Alone, huh?
Or... I do love Home Alone, though the Santa Claus with Tim Allen is one of my favourites.
Oh, that is the worst movie ever. Ever.
You're a Grinch.
And that one where, is that where he pretends he's an elf, but he's not really an elf?
No, that's Will Ferrell's elf.
Oh, that's just a
stupid. Oh, you don't know Christmas.
A good Christmas movie is a 1954 original.
Oh, you're so old.
Oh, what? Don't do that. No, I'm not talking about my age now.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, the Christmas movies are great. The Santa Claus 1, 2 and 3. And we just had a beautiful text in here from Amanda from Doreen. It says, good morning, Tom and Mikey. Hope you're both well. Well, thank you, Amanda. We are doing quite well.
I'm fantastic. Mikey's not looking his best, but that's okay. That's all right.
Hurtful. Yeah. Anyways, every year on Christmas Eve, my wife makes a Christmas Eve box for us, which has matching...
Oh, I bet you she does. Do you reckon the cracker goes bang at the end?
You're the worst. For us, which has matching PJ's cookies, magical elf chocolates, and a new Christmas movie. Also religiously watch Miracle on 34th Street.
That's
and
the one
elf.
I was... See, that was where I was going, and you knocked me down when I'm telling you the original Miracle on 34th. You'll cry. You'll cry. It's beautiful.
Amanda also said, have an awesome day. I like Amanda a lot here. That
me
was
too.
A very wholesome message. Matching Christmas PJs. That sounds like the love I need in my life. I want matching PJs.
Well, I tell you what, me and my... partner, we have matching PJs every day.
PJs?
We have matching PJs.
Do you really?
Yeah, we have Christmas ones. We got Easter ones. We've got Valentine's Day ones.
No, you don't.
Well, we go to bed naked. I mean, that matches.
Oh, nasty. What's your favourite Christmas song?
Toby from Fitzroy says that he doesn't like any Christmas carols, but that's okay. We'll let you enter. You can say all Christmas carols are shit.
They Toby really are. Still might win, I'll tell you what.
Doesn't it do it to you? It hits about November and you walk. I can't walk into shopping centres after November.
No, see, I love
those
them.
Those Christmas carols just don't stop.
My favourite, you've asked me before and I finally thought about it.
Yep.
All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Well, everyone's favourite. And you try to tell me occasionally you're straight. Then he says, oh, my favourite song is Mariah Carey's Christmas. Sweetheart, that is Gay 101.
It's a great song, is it not?
Oh, it's a fantastic song. Every gay boy loves it. We play it every Christmas Eve.
I know we've got a segment to talk about here, but Santa is terrifying. Why is it so globally acceptable that parents just put their children on the random lap of a strange man dressed in a costume?
Because you need to overhear what they tell Santa what they want for Christmas so you can then go to Kmart and spend three times the amount on it. Yeah.
Now, for children in cars, Santa is real and he does have helpers in all of the shopping centres to make sure that you get a great experience with him. I just question it. I wonder. Maybe that's just me. Hey, Tom, we've got a brand new segment. Not really. It's the same we do always. But instead, Andy's going to be driving it. It's a classic.
Gather round, folks. It's time for...
Wisdom with my co-host, Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
Do you know, it makes me feel so intelligent, this segment. You know, I walk around the streets of Melbourne singing that song to people going... Bitch, I'll tell you what you should be doing properly, you know? Like,
of course
you would.
I forgot that that'd give you an ego boost. Now, this week, I'm not driving it. I don't want your wisdom anymore because you're just ruining my life. This is why I've been single for so long, ever since I met you and I started taking your wisdom.
He says that I control it. The other week, he says, I've given him the best advice. He moisturises. Even you've been told your skin's looking well and everything. So I've taught you a lot of things, young man.
Now, no one believes I'm straight, though, ever since I started moisturising. So I don't know. Andy.
Hey, listen, yes. You don't even believe you're straight. So what are you on about?
Andy needs advice now.
Oh, okay, creepy. Tell us what your problem is.
I have a little Christmas problem. It's not so much a problem. It's
I just want some advice.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I knew poor Daniel had a hard life and now he's going to put up with your little Christmas gift.
That's right. Yeah. So before I met Daniel, Christmas just seemed easy. It was, you know, you'd get up in the morning. I'd go to one... place.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were easy. I thought you were talking about like Mary Magdalene.
The process of Christmas was just really easy. You get up in the morning, you go to one family's place, you have your whole day there, you have a few drinks and you go home.
I get where you're getting at. Now you've got to do the...
We've got to, because, we've got to go to Daniel's dad's for breakfast in the morning.
Because he's separated with his mother, so then,
we eat so much food there. And then from there, you know, it's driving all day, I feel like, because we've got to get to my family's place. We've got to get to...
Why do you have to get to these people's places?
Because we don't want to disappoint
anybody. To say, why do you have to go to them? Can't you then...
Because they do the big family thing, but everyone does one. Like, every family does their thing, but everyone also wants everyone to be there. So we feel like we have to do... You know, we have to travel all day to get to all these different
things. I'm going to cut in, Tom. Please. I reckon I can solve this issue with the modern-day technology. Just telecommute, my friend.
Oh.
Use Skype, use Facebook chat.
Christmas.
And you can just sit on your bathroom toilet
exactly.
on Christmas, all day Christmas, and you could just Skype everyone from there.
You don't have to go to any of them. Just set up multiple screens calling multiple people, and you just sit there eating food in your toilet. Bam, bam. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Why is it on the toilet?
We just assume that's all you do is just sit in your toilet all day.
What? I'm going to say that is crazy. You just point blankly, you say, I'm doing Christmas this year. This is where I'm at. You want to visit me, you come.
Oh,
that'll cause
But what's it going to upset? Can I say something? If the more family members you piss off, the less you have to buy for next year at Christmas. So I've now decided I've alienated that many of my family. Now I only have to buy 3 presents a year. It's the best thing ever. Yeah.
Wow, thanks, Tom. That was so unhelpful. Another Tom's Wisdom, and it was successful.
What is the best Christmas food? I'm kind of biased. We eat lasagna.
For Christmas?
Yeah, we're Italian.
Well, that's not Christmas. That's like an everyday Thursday, isn't it, in your house, like lasagna?
I'll talk about my eating habits and Christmas later on.
I have one thing at Christmas I cannot stand. There's one thing, those minced pies. Have you ever done?
Ridiculous.
I mean, because it's like, it's fake. You think you're getting a pie, you eat it, and it's like, ugh, what is this dried fruit in the middle? Like,
I just don't understand them.
Me either.
Tom, what is your favourite Christmas food,
lasagna.
Really quick?
Well, you know, I'm probably old-fashioned. I just love good old-fashioned turkey, you know, like, that's just yum.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, mine's a bit more ethnic. I just love when they make a lasagna for Christmas, a bit of cannelloni.
Yeah,
amazing.
You have that every Friday night. It's not special.
Yeah, but it's more special. It's special at Christmas, though.
Oh, okay. We did some crackers. Shall I tell you what my joke was?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to admit, the best thing at Christmas is the tacky jokes that you get there, isn't
it? No, I think the best thing so far was you not winning either of the bonbons.
Can you believe that? I was holding both by the hand and I hung on with some tight grip, let me tell you. So my joke was, what do acrobats like to drink?
I don't know.
Anything in a tumbler.
All right, my one is, what do you call a row of men waiting for a haircut? Oh my God, this is good.
I was going to say Friday night. No.
A barbecue.
A bar.
How good is that? That's like the best one I've ever seen.
That's really good.
Tom, you got to go. You wish him Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you to Mike. He's running off to... He's doing some good things
good
out
boy.
There today with all the young kids, making sure he's not letting them show. Thank you again, Phoebe and
Thanks,
Jess.
Tom.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.